Firefighters and first responders are more likely to take their own lives than die in the line of duty. North Bay paramedic Susan Farron wants to change that. She founded a training program called First Responder Resilience Incorporated. KRCB's Addie White talked with Farron about why she believes mental health training is imperative to saving the lives of first responders.
I had witnessed, at least through the folks that I knew, that at least four of my partners had taken their own lives. And so I was aware throughout my career that there was a problem that seemed to be haunting most of us as first responders. It wasn't until I got sick with what was initially a terminal diagnosis with kidney cancer in 2016, and one of the surgeons made a comment about seeing a lot of this in first responders. And that led me to go home from the hospital and start researching organ cancer in first responders. And when I got home and started researching the organ cancer, that led to heart attacks and strokes, depression, isolation, substance abuse, and suicide statistics. And I thought to myself, we have to get ahead of this. We can't keep waiting until after the first responders are in crisis before we offer them assistance.
And how much higher are suicide rates among first responders?
Suicide rates as a whole for us as first responders, at least statistically in relationship to what we do, there is a 40% greater chance that we will die by suicide than in the line of duty. And so over the national average, I know that we are probably second in line to veterans. I couldn't tell you specifically in relationship to civilians where our suicide rate is. I just know that it's incredibly high.
And do you have any thoughts on that? Why do you think that this is so high among first responders?
Being repeatedly exposed to trauma and stress in your life puts your body in this chronic state of fight or flight. Your nervous system goes into this chronic state of fight or flight. And that specific impact on your nervous system is very, very hard on your body.
And as fire season becomes more and more severe in California, I mean, law enforcement, first responders, firefighters, they're all being challenged significantly more than they used to be. Do you have any solutions in mind for how our policy can catch up with the fact that the job is becoming more and more demanding?
Absolutely. And that's a big part of what we're doing here, is trying to create opportunities for wellness, proactive wellness training for first responders. So these folks are, so much is being demanded of them, and they're on for such long periods of time. And the tools and modalities to prepare them for what they're going to be exposed to, and techniques for them to be able to calm their nervous systems, calm their bodies, change their mind chatter when they're on the line and they're trying to reintegrate back into being offline. So some of these Cal firefighters, they're online during the summer for these wildland fires. They're gone for weeks sometimes. And so trying to figure out a way to help them reintegrate back into civilian life, as we call it, or off-duty status, that's the training that we offer them, is a proactive approach to how to control the very thing that you're having to take into every fire, because we spend millions of dollars on equipment for first responders to protect their bodies and very little investment into the most important thing that they'll ever have in their whole lives, which is the thing between their ears.
That was Susan Farron talking with KRCB's Addia White. The National Alliance on Mental Illness North Bay Suicide Prevention Hotline is 855-587-6373. For more information on first responder resilience, you can visit norcalpublicmedia.org.